this research was done as part of an export project that we have at UMDNJ, which is a Center of Excellence for Health Disparity, and it's a collaborative effort between the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey, the New Jersey City University, which is a minority institution that we work with, and the Cancer Institute of New Jersey. And the aim of this project was simply to characterize the newly diagnosed breast cancer patients from 1999 to 2006 at University Hospital, which is the hospital for UMDNJ and is the primary charity care hospital in Newark, New Jersey. As we know, breast cancer accounts for one of every three cancers diagnosed in women. In 2006, an estimated 212,920 women were diagnosed with invasive breast cancer, and over 30,970 died from this disease. Looking at breast cancer in New Jersey, among females in New Jersey, breast cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer across all racial and ethnic groups. For Hispanic females, breast cancer is the leading cause of cancer mortality, while for non-Hispanic blacks and whites, lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer mortality. And as you probably all know, black women, in comparison to white women, have a lower incidence of breast cancer. However, they have a higher mortality rate. So the burden of breast cancer is not equally shared or distributed. Minority women are more likely to be diagnosed with advanced disease. They're more likely to have a comorbid condition. They're more likely to delay initial treatment and also to discontinue treatment. They have poorer outcomes and have a shorter survival. Now, along with looking at the racial and ethnic disparities, I chose to look at some disparities in age. And, you know, this simply came about because I went to our support group at UMDNJ and was trying to recruit women for a spiritual support group project that we were doing. And, of course, our eligibility criteria was that they be 40 and above. And we had about three women stand up and say, what about us? So, you know, when I started looking at the data, I broke it, you know, at the below 40 group and took a look at that. So according to data from SEER program, 6.5% of breast tumors occur in women under the age of 40. And young women with breast cancer have been shown to have larger tumors, a poorer gray tumor, more lymph node involvement, they have fewer hormone receptor positive tumors, more local recurrence, and a poorer overall survival. The methods for this project was simply we took the cancer registry data, University Hospital from all the newly diagnosed breast cancer patients from 1999 to 2006. For this analysis, we only looked at people who were classified as non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic black, or Hispanic. And we had other categories, but trying to weed that out was, you know, not worth the time and effort for the small number of people that were included in that category. Overall, we had 522 cases. The mean age was 54.5, and as you can see, our racial distribution was approximately 56% black, 25% Hispanic, and 19% white. Which, if you take a look at some of the data from the United States in 2006, breast cancer patients, 84% were white. If you look at New Jersey, the SEER data from 79 to 95, 89% of that population of breast cancer patients were white. And if you look at Essex County, which is the county that Newark and University Hospital falls in, 70% of the breast cancer patients were white. So we know that the methods of from these different things I put up here were determined differently, but still you see the magnitude of the difference of our population compared to the United States, Jersey, and the county that our institution sits in. Remember that later when I show you some of the results. Looking at the demographic information, 44% of our population were single. Only 26% of the population had private insurance. The remainder either had Medicare, Medicaid, or no insurance at all. And looking at clinical characteristics, the majority of the patients had malignant disease. About 75% had either stage 0, 1, or 2. The majority of the patients where the tumor grade was known had grade 3 or poorly differentiated tumors, which means that they tend to spread and grow more rapidly. When looking at the size of the tumor, only 10% had tumors that were less than 1 centimeter in size. 26% of the patients had tumor size that was unknown. However, take into consideration that majority of this 26% were either in situ or stage 4, and many times they don't even record sizes for in situ or stage 4 disease. So it doesn't look good to have 20% unknown, but that's where most of them fall. 36% of the patients had no lymph nodes examined. However, if lymph nodes were examined, the majority had more than 4 examined. Of those who had lymph nodes examined, almost 35% had no positives, and 7% had more than 4 positive nodes. Now we're just going to look at the same variables, just breaking it down by the race and the ethnicity. Hispanic patients were younger than black patients and significantly younger than the white patients. Black patients were significantly more likely to be single. When we look at insurance status, black and Hispanic patients were more likely to not have private insurance. And Hispanic women were significantly more likely to have no insurance at all compared to white women, with an odds ratio of 4.1. We all know where that is. And looking at some of the clinical characteristics, we found that the proportion of malignant tumors was pretty consistent across the groups. However, when you look at the stage of the disease, the Hispanic women were significantly less likely to have stage 3 and 4 tumors than the black. I mean, it looks similar, but because of the numbers of African Americans we have compared to the numbers of whites, it was significant when compared to the black population, but not when compared to the white. And black patients were more likely to have grade 3 tumors than both Hispanic and white patients. When looking at the size of the tumor, the groups look pretty similar, except for the Hispanic women seem to have a little bit more tumors that are less than 1 centimeter in size. Black and Hispanic women were more likely to have a greater number of lymph nodes examined. And when you look at the data on how many nodes were positive, again, the groups look fairly similar. When assessing the vital status of these patients, Hispanic women were significantly more likely to die, were significantly less likely to die than both black. They were 4 times less likely to die than the African-American population, and 2.5 times less likely to die than the white population. Advanced disease included stage 3 and 4, and as I already mentioned, the Hispanics were less likely to have stage 3 and 4 when compared to the white and the African-American. When we look at estrogen and progesterone status, receptor status, Hispanic and black patients have more ER and PR negative tumors compared to white patients. One thing, though, that I should note is that we only had ER and PR status on 357% of the population, because it was not something that was randomly, regularly done. So in the earlier data, we did not have as much data, but we did go back and find some extra in a chart review to try to beef up that data. And now I just want to show you some of the differences that we, because I decided to look at this 40, above 40 and below 40 group, some of the differences. So this is what I already talked about the stage of diagnosis. It looks pretty similar. The Hispanic have a little bit less stage 3 and 4 when you're looking at the entire population. However, when you start to look at just the under 40 group, you see that the bars shift, and that the Hispanic population and the African-American population are more likely to have stage 3 and 4 disease. Approximately 29% of the black women and 38% of the Hispanic women under 40 had stage 3 or 4, where only 25% of the white population had it. And we start to look at the grade of tumor by race. Again, there's not a very big difference. The African-American had a little bit more of, grade 3 tumors. When you're looking at the entire population, but when you start to look at the younger population again, you just see the bar shift over. And where both the African-American and the Hispanic population have a higher proportion of grade 3 tumors. And then looking at size, there's not much difference. The Hispanic have a little bit more smaller tumors, but there wasn't any significant differences when you looked at the entire population. And then when you look at the population under 40, again, you see that the Hispanic and black women under 40 I didn't have the numbers to do anything significant when I went stratified by age. But again, the bars shift and a higher proportion were more likely to have larger tumors that were greater than 2.9 centimeters. And when we look at estrogen and progesterone receptor status, again, we saw this in the previous table, the Hispanic and the black population had a little bit more ER and PR negative tumors when you look at the whole population. But when you look at the under 40, only 14% of the white patients had ER and PR negative tumors, whereas 58% and 59% of the Hispanic and black population had ER and PR negative tumors in the population under 40. So not only are they larger, but they're harder to treat, and they're a higher grade. And then looking at the proportion of deaths, black patients are more likely to die than white patients. In the overall population, Hispanic patients, again, were a little bit less likely to die when we looked at the entire population. But when you look at the population under 40, you see that no one in the white category had died under the age of 40, where we had 16 and 13% of the black and Hispanic women under 40 die. So what are conclusions? The conclusions are that the proportion of black, Hispanic, and white women who were diagnosed with advanced stage disease varied in our population, 28, 19, and 28% respectively, having stage 3 and 4. Our population had 11.7% of the breast tumors occur in women under the age of 40. And if you remember, the SEER data was 6.5. But if you also remember, our population, you know, racially and ethnically look a lot different than the SEER data. Young black and Hispanic women were more likely to be diagnosed with advanced stage disease than white women. Young black and Hispanic women were more likely to be diagnosed with a higher grade tumor, larger size tumor. They're more likely to have an ER-PR negative tumor, and they're more likely to die than the white women. This analysis is interesting, and it raises some questions, and it makes you want to look at some more things, but it has its, like all studies, it has its limitations. It's limited because it was used registry data. Registry data doesn't always, you're stuck with the variables that you have and the way that they were collected. But we did do a validation study. I had a medical student working with me this summer, and she went through all the charts from 2001 to 2004 to validate some of the data. And she looked, specifically, we looked at tumor size and the ER and PR status, because we were also trying to get some more higher numbers for ER and PR status. But we had Kappa statistics of agreement between the registry data and the chart review that the medical student did of 8.6 for the tumor size and 8.9 for the estrogen and progesterone status. Another problem with the data is the misclassification of race and ethnicity. We all know that the way that this race and ethnicity is taken from medical records, and many times this just involves subjective appraisals by medical staff or the hospital staff that's interviewing the patient, or you know what the patient identifies them at, which you know honestly that's what it should be probably what they identify, but people don't always ask the question. Sometimes they infer. So this is just taken from the charts, and we also have a small sample size. You know, we had 522, which sounds good, but when you start stratifying by 3 race and ethnic categories and 2 age categories, I mean, the age stuff was very interesting, but I couldn't have any significant findings because my numbers were too small by that point. So what's the future for my future plans? I'm already trying to write up a grant to present to the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services to take a look at the entire state of New Jersey registry in regards to the, and we know the racial differences and ethnic differences, but to look more at the age and to look at geographical differences. See if we can find some other areas, because maybe we can do something, we can get some larger numbers. I can probably tell you where the other areas are in New Jersey, knowing, but to see the data and be able to work from that. And to also to continue to do some chart reviews to get more detailed data and more specific data on tumor biology and socioeconomic status.